Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thanks for holding this important hearing. I'm reminded, as I was listening to your comments, the late Commerce Secretary Ron Brown, maybe even testifying in this room, I can't remember, but he said, I'm the Secretary of Commerce and all the issues that commerce oversees. But I guarantee you, if a member of Congress is calling me, it's about fish. And I think that that says the important nature of to the state of Mississippi, to the state of Washington, I'm sure to the state of Alaska. I saw the senator from Alaska here, and to many of our other colleagues. These are important economic and sustainability questions. So thank you for holding this important hearing, and particularly the severe impact of COVID-19 on the seafood industry, because it has had serious economic consequences. And I want to thank the witnesses for participating, especially Phil Anderson, who's taking a day off from running his charter boat out of Westport, Washington, to be with us. Phil, I'm sure you'd rather be reeling in coho or spotting albatross or many other things, but I really appreciate you being here and certainly being here so early. The seafood sector is the cornerstone of a $30 billion maritime economy in the state of Washington. Fisheries and fisheries-related businesses such as commercial fishing, seafood processing, shipbuilding, gear manufacturing make up 60% of our state's maritime economy, which as a whole supports over 146,000 jobs. In addition to commercial fisheries, the tribal fisheries support subsistence and immeasurable cultural and ceremonial value, and recreational fisheries to support an economy adding $340 million to our state's GDP. So yes, these are big economic issues for the state of Washington. The COVID pandemic has resulted in a hardship on these communities and industries, and as of July of this year, I heard from tribes, shellfish growers, fishing businesses, all who suffered severe impacts and declines in exports. The COVID pandemic unfolded in many devastating ways to the restaurant industry. It gutted the market for seafood virtually overnight, and the seafood and restaurant industries are inextricably linked to the nearly three-quarters of all U.S. seafood that is consumed in restaurants. So the West Coast fisheries have already seen a decrease of $21 million in revenue, a 40% decline from the previous five-year average. In January alone, Washington's Dungeness crab fishery saw a 37% decline in revenue from the previous year. Overall, it is estimated that the U.S. seafood sales have dropped 95% this year. So despite the staggering economic data, many fishermen have not been able to access the COVID relief funding from the Paycheck Protection Program, the Main Street Lending Program, or even qualified for unemployment based on the nature of their businesses and tax structures. The USDA Food Purchase Program have not been able to provide the support for most seafood products, and some USDA programs, including the Farmers to Families Box Program, specifically block wild-caught seafood from eligibility to the program, another blow to the industry. So that is why I fought so hard to secure $300 million for the seafood sector in the form of grants and other assistance in the CARES Act to address the loophole. Unfortunately, the industry has yet to see a single dollar of relief due to the slow and inefficient and cumbersome implementation process through NOAA's National Marine Fisheries Service. The chairman and I applaud the chairman on this, have had several hearings and offered legislation to streamline the fisheries disaster process, and our bill is currently pending before the Senate. While this bill was written before COVID, it is clear even now, Mr. Chairman, that this is an important aspect of what we need to be doing. In addition to direct financial impacts of the industry, COVID has also affected the fisheries research and management system that we rely on to maintain our status as a world leader in sustainable fisheries. NOAA has issued waivers for observers and monitors of commercial fisheries and canceled stock assessment surveys that supply crucial data. I'm going to talk about this later, but stock assessments are the bedrock for our fisheries management system. We need stock assessments to continue. Today, I want to hear from our witnesses about how disruptions to stock assessments will impact fisheries management in the future. And in closing, Mr. Chairman, I would be remiss if I did not mention my opposition and disappointment in the administration's actions in Bristol Bay, Alaska. Instead of focusing on getting recovery dollars out the door to protect the seafood sector, the administration is paving the way towards permitting the Pebble Mine. Salmon habitat and mining do not mix. The mine will kill salmons and thousands of American jobs that depend on them if any accidents are to occur. When the late Ted Stevens was quoted, he said, quote, "This is the wrong mine in the wrong place," end quote. I doubt he could imagine this even being a more pressing issue than it is today. It is beyond unconscionable that the administration continues to threaten the largest salmon fishery in the world instead of focusing on the catastrophic failure that we are seeing because of the pandemic. This is like a 1-2 gut punch to the industry. By failing to engage in this process in a formal manner, NOAA has abdicated its responsibility to salmon management. NOAA has turned its back on 14,000 jobs and a $1.5 billion sockeye salmon sector that is the largest in the world. So, as I've said many times, we must let science lead. And the administration is not listening to science, and NOAA is not sticking up for the science. This is an important public health issue, and it's important to protect these fisheries. I don't know what has happened with NOAA losing sight of this mission, but I guarantee you, the coastal communities that I represent, the fishermen that I represent, the jobs that they represent, and the sockeye salmon industry are very disappointed, and we deserve better. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.